you're here. Fellowship's real. Knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, January 18th, 2 days away from our grand opening open house, and the floodgates have been open, Jason. Actually, you observed some of it the last few days with some of the activities and the movement coming in and out of the studio here, and just some of the updates that I gave you. I told them after I shared for about 15 minutes straight, maybe 20, maybe a half hour, I think I've purged out all the recent God sightings, so I'm ready to go on. Mm-hmm. But let me update our listeners on a couple things, because they'll be very interested. As we've mentioned, this grand opening open house happening on Friday and Saturday, there's going to be some live music. And so we have a number of musicians and artists, and even the theater troupe is going to participate with a couple skits. But it looks like on Friday, at least at this point, around 4 p.m., we're going to have a harpist. Mm-hmm. Is that what we'd call a person that plays the harp, a harpist?
I'm not up on my harp music, yes. So maybe, yeah, maybe.
So harpist around 4, and then we're working in Les Gioia. He does a Patrick Henry, I don't know what you would call it. He becomes Patrick Henry and gives a speech or a talk.
Okay.
So that's going to be kind of a part of the drama presentation that will go on our stage out in the food court.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly McCowan, who's been attending the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. I didn't realize she not only was a singer and songwriter, but she plays the piano, plays mm-hmm. the guitar, and she's going to bring along some of her Christian artwork.
Oh, great.
And so she's going to present on Friday and on Saturday.
Oh,
so
excellent.
Thank you, God, for her gifts of music. James Mark Maxey will be at 6 o'clock on Friday night. Some of you may have heard some of his music played over Great News Radio, and we had an event a year or two back where he and Harold Green put on a acoustic worship night.
Yeah, we raised $6,500 for Ha'amek Medical Center in Israel that night.
That's right. That was great. Yeah, I appreciate Harold Green so much and couldn't figure out how to get him here on such short notice, mm-hmm. but what a heart for the Lord and a capable musician, and I love his style of worship mm-hmm. and leading people in worship. So that's all happening on Friday night, and I should know for sure, but it's looking very good that Tammy Renee will be presenting, and she's been like with the Gaither Homecoming Group and a lot of artists that our listeners would be familiar with. She was Miss Chicago, I think, like 20 or 30 years ago, related to Tim Dively with the Singing Man. Oh. It's a long story on how we got attached and set up with her. But Steve McCleary, after our Singing Men rehearsal on Monday night, said, you know, Tammy is so gifted, and she just came out with a new CD. And if you like the Gaither Homecoming, or you like... Okay. Can I call you back? And so after the Singing Men rehearsal, Stephen McCleary brought her up as a possibility, and we talked, and I think we'll have things finalized maybe this morning, but she will be worth coming out just to hear her sing and present in the food court. Our grand opening open house begins this Friday, 4 to 8 p.m., and so we'll have music and great treats and coffee and snacks. And Mark Harriet at Columbia Street Roastery is providing some great blends on Friday and Saturday morning. Oh, I should have mentioned, and also the Melling Boys are going to be presenting. They'll be bringing their violins on Saturday. The theater troupe's going to do a couple different skits on Saturday, so Jeannie and Geraldine and Ellen will be presenting that skit we're calling the shopping skit, Putting on Religion. So that'll be also in the food court. So we'll have that, and I'm working out pizza from Giordano's, and Ken and Jan Roderick are doing all sorts of finger foods and snacks. Piatto's here in the mall. They're going to do those circular sandwiches where you cut them. They're like
a pinwheel?
Yeah, that's right, a pinwheel sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do some really good ones. And, oh, I don't know, other things are coming together. The 504 Tootsie Roll Banks, I got those delivered on Monday. And on Tuesday, yesterday, this person shows up, and she's a part of our conversational English class. can't think of her name right now. She's Chinese. And she came in, and she has really no English, so she's just learning the alphabet. And she's, like, pointing at the wall, and it's, like, 10 o'clock, and I'm going, yeah, we don't start conversational English class till next week, Monday. And she says, no. And anyway, she ended up getting her granddaughter, who came in. Her granddaughter is, I think, 10, mm-hmm. and could translate, and said, no, we're here to volunteer. And I'm like, volunteer? Oh, Holly must have sent you, you know, language barrier.
Yeah.
And so she labeled all the Tootsie Pop banks with the Great News Radio sticker, so you have the four frequencies and a little how to get in touch with the station on the bottom. So they did that all up yesterday, so we have them displayed in our front bay window. But a lot of facets are coming together, and we're trying to figure out what we'll hand out, if we'll even hand out anything, or just have everyone come together and rejoice in what God's doing through this center and the future possibilities that it presents, being right here in the thick of things at Lincoln Square. So put it on your calendar this Friday night, 4 to 8 p.m. at Lincoln Square for the grand opening open house of Great News Radio, and then Saturday from 9 to 2. And we'll have food and fixings on Saturday also, along with live music and celebrating. And I'm working on a PowerPoint presenting some of the history of our 4 months here and the building and how it came together. And you'll see what Shelley Chrisman dropped off on Monday nights, those big framed photographs of our 20th anniversary celebration that happened here some months back. So a lot of things coming together. Jim Gunther, you can see some of the things on the wall in different places, and we'll have it all set up. I should also say at noon today, Channel 3 is going to be doing a story on us, so I don't know if that'll be featured on Wednesday night or Thursday night or Friday night, but they were intrigued by the whole transition from this home studio that we operated out of for 20 years to now being right here at Lincoln Square. So if I learn more on when that might air, it's going to be Channel 3, and it'll be a feature on how this radio ministry is growing and developing. So it'll be a neat way to testify to what God has done through this radio ministry through our listeners. So thanks for your prayers, and we hope a bunch of you are going to come out. We can fill them all, and there's a parking garage across the street, which if you come from 4 to 8 and you stay past 5 o'clock, it's free parking because the attendant goes home, so there's nobody to collect money. And there's parking on the south end of this lot and all over the area. So I hope a bunch of you will come out. We'll enjoy the music and the food and the fellowship, and I'll get a chance to hug you and share some of the many God sightings. So thanks for praying up this radio ministry and being a part of things. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Jason. You know, you've been a key person. You've worked on some of the graphics and some of the things for the sign that will hopefully be posted today or tomorrow right out in front. And many of the brochures and things that we have laid out comes from your abilities with graphic and design. So a lot of us, a lot of hands coming together, all for one purpose, to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ and to be kingdom agents, extending that good news message to all.
Yeah. You don't get to exhale until after the weekend.
Yeah, a couple more days. Oh, nope, all good. Feeling really good.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, this is really, not just for you, but, you know, this is maybe one of the stories, and I don't know how comfortable you are about telling this part of the story, but I think it is important to say, is that when you strike out and you do a new work, and when God is doing a new work, when God's doing a new thing, you know, we know that when God does a new thing, because of his character and who God is, God's always doing a good thing. But that doesn't mean that it's not scary. That doesn't mean that it's always easy. Sometimes the good things that God is doing, it stretches us, and it's very hard. Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the stories in this ministry was how you and your board really wrestled back and forth about striking out into this new work, because it is something new, and it's a whole nother financial factor. I said it's a whole nother in terms of volunteers, in terms of all different kinds of things. It was really interesting. I was reading John chapter 11 yesterday, and John chapter 11 is all about when Jesus raises Lazarus. And many times we read that story and we spend a lot of time. In fact, I think almost independently, we always listen and go, well, this story is about a Lazarus. We focus on Lazarus, Jesus' miracle, raising Lazarus. And we go, wow. You know, and we miss. There's a couple other lessons that happen inside this story that we're not really aware of because we're so focused on the miracle. And sometimes I think that we see the miracle happen and we miss kind of the I might want to say the mundane, but the regular kind of things that are happening around it. But in John chapter 11, Jesus says to his disciples, you know, he says that he needs to go and it's not time yet to go to Bethany to Lazarus. And he says to his disciples, let us go to Judea again, beginning of verse 7 in John 11. Let us go to Judea again. And the disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews are seeking to stone you. Are you going to go there again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in a day, he does not stumble. Jesus begins to say this. What happens is Jesus says, we need to go and do this. And the disciples go, but they'll stone you. And what they're really saying is if they stone you, the ministry ends. If they stone you, it's going to be much harder to carry this thing on that you started. They're fearful for this thing that they're doing. Later on in John chapter 11, the people see Lazarus raised from the dead, and they go to the Pharisees. And Caiaphas says, he says, listen, if we embrace this Jesus, the Romans will come and they will take away what we have. So almost in the same way, the Pharisees say the same thing. They say, wait, don't you understand that if we do this thing, if we say Jesus is who he says he is, then the Romans are going to come and they're going to take away everything. We're going to lose our position. We're going to lose our power. We're going to lose what we have. Same as the disciples. Mm-hmm. It shows us the distance between the disciples and the Pharisees are not that far. But what is fascinating that happens in the middle of this passage here is that Jesus does this miracle and he raises Lazarus from the dead. It says he raised Lazarus from the dead. And beginning in verse 43, it says this. And when he said this thing, he cried out in a loud voice. This is cross language. Jesus cries out in a loud voice. This is resurrection language. This is the same thing we hear later on from the cross in the resurrection story. And so he says, Lazarus, come out. And the man who had died came out. His hands and feet were bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Mm. It's interesting, isn't it, that Jesus performs what only Jesus can do. Jesus says, Lazarus, come out, because none of us can do that. You can't do that, I can't do that, even on our best day. Mm-hmm. We're not calling out to the dead, come out, and then they come out. But the minute that Lazarus comes out, what does Jesus do? He invites the people around to take part in the miracle. He said to them, them being all the people around, the believers, the unbelievers, those who were in and those who were out, those who were on the fringe and those who were bought in, all these different people, he says, unwrap him. Mm-hmm. He tells them, become a part of the work that I've called you to. And listen, Lazarus, the Bible says, stinketh. That's the King James. Mm. So this is not easy work. This is not easy work by any measure, because this is a superstitious people. And so for them to unwrap him, for them to handle somebody who might have been dead, who maybe this is just some freak thing, but he's still kind of dead. You know, this is tough for them. Some of us can't even realize how tough this is, because this is Jesus saying, I want you to put feet to your faith. I want you to become a part of the thing that I'm doing. I want you to become an active participant in my work. And for many of us, it's easy to stand in the background and say, You really think we should do that? I mean, what if we do that? What if we open a great news radio center? I mean, and what if it doesn't go well? And what if we don't have the money? And what if this doesn't? And what if that doesn't work? And Jesus says, just believe in me. Mm-hmm. He says, I am the resurrection and the life, both at the same time. I can do both. I offer resurrection power and I offer life out of that. I can do it. And so you have this moment where this happens, where you have to decide, am I in or am I out? And it's the same as the people who are there. Jesus does this miracle. I mean, let's be honest. You're going to tell the story, I'm sure, on Friday night. But this center is a miracle unto mm-hmm. itself. Mm-hmm. How it came about, how you have even what you mean. When you walk in here, you're like, wow, this place is really nice. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and how all this stuff came about. It is by providence. God's providence is a miracle that all this thing happened. And now God is saying to you and to the listeners who are a part of this, because this doesn't belong to Mark Burns. This doesn't belong to, this belongs to God. And so God is saying, now unwrap it. Unwrap, it's going to be scary. There are going to be some days where it's going to seem hard. There's going to be like when I got in here and you vented and you were telling me yesterday was a difficult day for you. And yes, there will be difficult days where you have to unwrap the body and you have to. But all of that is for His glory and for our joy. And so it's interesting how the things that we experience. It's funny when I sit down with people, even like when I came in and you started just telling me what's going on, that immediately I think, oh, that's in the Bible. The Bible talks about that. The Bible talks about these moments that are difficult. The Bible talks about how we then navigate through these moments. And Jesus is continually calling us to higher ground of faith, to say, I want you to realize that I've got this thing covered. If you had no more good ideas, Mark, Jesus Christ has still got this covered because He's got the best ideas.
Well, I like your example that Jesus did the miracle.
Yeah.
But then He had it participatory. He had them get involved. They had the hands-on experience to unwrap, and it was smelly, and it was probably difficult. But then as they unwrapped it and they saw this Lazarus is alive, and I'm assuming he probably talked or said, hey, I'm kind of hungry, or who knows what. Because, you know, there's that scene so many days later where, is it the Jewish leaders? We got to kill this Lazarus because people are seeing that he was raised from the dead. But I'm thinking that Jesus right away, He didn't just say, look at me, I did this miracle. He had them get involved and have the hands on. And that's very true of so many people that have brought the center together. They're bringing in their gifts or their talents or assisting. And I've featured different people, and we have a little plaque up at the front, you know, honoring some of the starters. But it was the prayers of senior saints that had been praying, God, extend the influence of this radio ministry. They didn't know it was going to be a Great News Radio Center. They just knew, God, have your ways. And through other people and resources and time and volunteers, this is like maybe a stepping stone to something even bigger. But for now, it's like He has us in this unique setting right at the crossroads, influencing people that are walking through the mall and the other shopkeepers. And I shared with you just the story of a gentleman that brought his son in last week. And so I showed him around, and a delightful father-son kind of combination. And later on, I found out that his son was not a believer yet, but he had been witnessing to him. And so then this father came in the other day, and he said, Mark, I just wanted to tell you, my son said there was something different about that center and the people, and I just felt more joyful or at peace. And his father said, well, that's like the Holy Spirit, and, you know, it's a Christian ministry, and those are Christian people. And so it was really encouraging. I was sharing part of my goal or one of the ways to evaluate the success of this ministry. Now, you know, there's lots of ways you could maybe measure that, but for me and my mindset is that others in the mall, secular people, people on church, say, ever since those Christians got here, ever since that station got here, it's just different. It feels different. Mm-hmm. Or they see these smiling Christians coming in, or they sense that these people have been worshiping, or there's something different about them, that fragrance of Christ, mm-hmm. like where they maybe even can't identify exactly what it is. They just know they're filled with peace or hope or joy. And that, to me, would be a measuring rod, if you will, that if they started saying that, I'd be, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, that these Christians are representing you in a healthy, happy, wholesome, fun-loving, caring way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think, you know, as Christians, when we're in our own silos and we're in kind of our own tribes and our own circles, we can act differently. But, you know, the rubber really meets the road is when we are out. And I'm not saying that we ought to act differently, but I think we tend to act differently. But when we're out and we're in the marketplace, I think that that's a different dynamic. Because let me tell you what, an unbeliever can smell hypocrisy a mile away.
Yeah.
And so even more so, I would just venture to say this, that more than even that the station is a miracle, that the station has the center here, and it's a miracle how it all happened. It is going to be difficult to be here. Hmm. And the difficult nature of being here is that your witness is there 24/7. I mean, you have to be who you are, or people will smell the hypocrisy. Right. They will smell that. And so, you know, it's a real great opportunity to be, I hear you say this all the time, to be that fragrance of Christ, to be that person who takes time out. I know you shared yesterday that you were able to help some folks who needed to get some documents faxed. And I mean, that's not on the what we're going to do list for the day, but there is somebody who's going to walk away and go, why did they even take the time? Because I'm sure that a bunch of other people would have just kind of closed the door and said, no, that's not really what we do. And so the opportunity here is, yes, for the radio ministry, but there is a whole other opportunity and a whole other mission where you're meeting the needs of people, you're listening, you're encouraging them, you're talking to them. I mean, there's a myriad of different things once you get into the marketplace. And so this is really, I would say this, that this is really a golden opportunity, not just for you, Mark, but for the people who call themselves part of the Great News Radio family. Mm-hmm. Because, listen, you don't have to be especially gifted to come here and to be a smiling face, to be an encouraging voice to people who come in who want to hear more. I mean, I was here just for a little bit today, and there was a bunch. I've met all kinds of different characters that are just kind of wandering in and wandering out. And it's a great moment to kind of lean in and to listen. Because for some people, they're coming in because nobody is listening to them anywhere else.
Yeah, very true. Monday night, Singing Men rehearsal, our doors were wide open, and this gentleman that I see out in the food court area just about every day, I think it's kind of where he goes and attends to internet. I think there's free internet or Wi-Fi out there. But he came in and sat in through a few songs and didn't say anything and then left, and there was other examples of people that have stopped in to see what's going on, and I just pray that we can make a difference. And you're right, they smell hypocrisy. I've batted about 50%. What is that? I've done some good things, and then there's some other things that, you know, I should have treated that person a little differently, or, you know, if I'm a representative of Christ, was I caring? Was I loving? Was I patient? You know, was I kind? You know, those fruits of the Spirit. And so, yeah, I'm used to 20 years in a home studio or at a radio tower where I was by myself. I was high octane. There was no interruptions. I focused on whatever task I had to do. And so it's been interesting, the interruptions or those potential divine appointments where it's like I have to say, okay, Lord, you have me here. Help me, you know, schedule my work properly and then put the people first. And so
yeah, it's even while I'm here, because, you know, when I'm at the church, look, church people are going to stop by the church to talk to me.
Right.
But no unbelievers driving by and going, you know, we should just stop at the church and talk to the pastor for a while.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
But here in the marketplace, people are stopping in.
Yeah.
And so you have a real opportunity, that a real shot that every other person who comes through that door could not know who Jesus Christ is and now has the opportunity to know who he is.
Yeah.
And what a great and glorious moment that is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an intrusion. That's not somebody bothering us. That's somebody coming in and God opening the door, not just to a conversation, but to salvation.
Right. All right, listening friends. This Friday and Saturday, a grand opening open house. There's more stories to tell. I'd love to meet you in person and celebrate what God's doing here. We have a prayer room right next door here, so we can pray up that God will continue to have his way through us and through the center. And we just thank you for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.